Just a quick review of the halachas of Erev Pesach, Shechalias, Shabbos. This morning we will be burning our chametz, although we will be saying the Kol Chamira tomorrow for those of us that will be eating bread over Shabbos. You will take a look at the schedule to see the latest time of when we are allowed to have chametz tomorrow. Today we will not be prohibited from eating chametz, although there are those that have the minig that not to eat chametz after the zman of Sreifa, as we would normally do on a normal year, so that our children do not mix up one year to the next. But let me repeat, it's only a custom that some have. It is permitted to have chametz a whole day, of course, keeping in mind that we have to get rid of the chametz, and that might be a little bit difficult over the Shabbos itself. Regarding preparations for the Seder, everything should be preferably prepared from before Shabbos. The maror, the charoses, and the salt water. Although if it was not prepared, it can be done Matzah Shabbos. There's just a lot of rules and how to do it, and we had a shiur about that. You can review that shiur. Shabbos itself, Friday night, we'll be washing on bread, and the minimal amount of bread that you can just keep for that meal, that's what you'll be using for your Lechem Mishnah. If you would like to use matzah for Lechem Mishnah, you are allowed to use matzah, especially Friday night, where there's no prohibition according to the halacha about eating matzah. It can therefore be used as Lechem Mishnah together with your challah. For those that cannot eat bread, then you are allowed to eat matzah tomorrow night you're allowed to eat it for the Friday night meal. Shabbos morning, the lechatchila is to have shalosh shudis with washing, but there's so many different opinions about when the right zman is for shalosh shudis, whether it's first to daven mincha, whether it's after chatzos. So for those that want to follow the lechatchila, and it's definitely recommended and praiseworthy for those that can daven a little bit earlier, having enough time to wash in the morning, eat, have some fish, take a break for about a half hour, take a walk, wash again before the zman of Isra Achila, continuing your meal if you would like, and benching, preferably in the place where you washed. If not, at least have in mind when you were washing to have the benching take place in a different room. If you can see your place where you washed and had your bread, not your wash, actually, where you ate your bread and made your kiddush should be b'makom the suda, where you're washing. That's definitely the best option where you see. If you cannot see, if you have a porch, you have a backyard, and you're going to go inside, have in mind, then you will be able to bench there. However, if you can, go back and bench in your original place where you began the meal, where you washed. This way you'll be eating it the same. You'll be benching in the place where you started your meal. To continue the shalosh shudis, as we normally would eat shalosh shudis, to eat shalosh shudis in the afternoon, you can have some fruit, you can even have some meat, leaving, of course, an appetite over for the seder at night. So just to review, in the morning, you can wash, have some fish, wash again, have your other meal, even if that meal is going to extend after the zman of the bread that you had, it's fine. For those that want to use matzah shira, you can use matzah shira, you just have to make sure that it's also before the zman of iser of chametz, and also you're going to have to eat enough matzah shira that would consist of a meal, because it's possible bekisnin, depending on the size, it could be two matzahs, sometimes it could be three. The measurement is the amount that if it would be a matzah, how much matzah you would eat at a meal. So I would say it's about two matzahs, maybe a little bit less, and having shalosh shudis later on in the afternoon. make sure to say the Kol Chamira before the Zman, and to be able to say the Hiratzen that is usually said by the Bittel Chametz, because that's what we're going to be doing. We're doing the Bittel, there is a Hiratzen to say it at that time also. If you're going to be taking a nap, which I'm sure most of us are going to be doing, just take the nap without saying that you're doing it for Matzah Shabbos, for the Seder. If you want to change out of your clothing after the afternoon nap for the Seder for Pesach, so you definitely can do that. If you're not going to say that, you're doing it for the night. If you're going to wait till later on, it's Hachana, and you should be careful with not doing that until after the Zman, if you would like to change. We have to be very careful from one day to the next not to prepare, especially for those that are going from one Seder to another Seder. It's difficult, of course, with the Kittel and together with any of the other items that we would take along. And we cannot prepare from one day to the next. The carrying issue sometimes is alleviated by placing something in the same bag. And therefore, maybe the carrying is, although we can only carry for what we need for today and not for tomorrow, but then we always have the other additional problem of Harchana, where we are doing something for the next day, which we have to also take into account that we should not be doing that. Any other questions related to Erev Yontif, Yontif itself, please feel free to call. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yontif.